Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining me to help, and pardon the pun, shed light on all of this, is Letsiri Richard Njan. He's the president at the Randburg Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Letsiri, welcome to the show.
Good evening, welcome, and thank you so much for welcoming me in your show.
Letsiri, let's get right down to it. We've got issues with load shedding. We've got issues with job loss through a direct result of what's happening with the pandemic. And now we've got the added impact of cable theft. What impact is this having on industry as a whole?
Well, thank you so much. It's a major concern for businesses in general, but it's not only causing harm in the economy, but it also causes harm in our social being. You can imagine, we are now in the middle of the pandemic in the name of COVID-19. People are no longer working in their offices, but they rely much more on connectivity, working from their homes. We all aware that banks are now moving their infrastructure from brick and mortar. They are now operating bank facilities through, you know, online banking. In addition to that, there is so much communication that happens along those lines, and it disrupts a lot of things. You can imagine when people are in an emergency situation, they rely much more on the connectivity part of things. And cable theft is a major problem, and it's causing harm not only to the economy, to the business, but it also causes harm in our social being. We can't communicate, we can't do anything if this thing it's not stopped.
We're hearing that there's issues at City Power where, for example, last week on Friday, there were over 1,000 messages received of different outages, not necessarily related to load shedding, but there were only 50 teams available from City Power, both permanent employees as well as contractors, to go out and sort out these issues. I saw a tweet earlier from Jesse Clegg, who says that he stays in Linden and they haven't had electricity since last week Friday as a result of a substation issue. Are we seeing a collapse of our power infrastructure, or are we just going through issues as a result of these rolling blackouts and it being winter and there being strain on the system?
Us being in Randburg, it has really disrupted a lot of things. I remember a month and some few weeks ago, we had power outages. Almost some businesses couldn't function for weeks, not even days. You can imagine businesses are trying to recover from the COVID-19 lockdown pandemic. And now with this kind of power outages, it just causes harm one after the other. The South African Chamber of Commerce, which is the organization that we are affiliated to as the Randburg Chamber of Commerce and Industry, have made a report that the cable theft in South Africa is causing roughly between 5 and 7 billion a year. This is the money that can really help so many things. It can create jobs. It can boost companies that are starting up that can make an impact in our economy. And it disrupts also much more infrastructure. You can imagine that the society cannot survive without electricity, without connectivity, without water. It's not only disrupting the electricity. Some of the water reticulation, they survive on electricity. Some of the robots in our street, they survive on electricity, including on communication. So it causes so much harm, and the impact goes a long way. But I think in overall, we need to make sure that we protect our key infrastructure. There have been some runarounds that have been done. I will talk more precisely in the area that I'm in. Find that the key components of infrastructure where electricity connectivity is an issue. You find that those key areas, they got very easy access to get in there. The locking system, some of them were not working properly. So it's just a matter of a proper management that must be put in place. And if we can guard that, I think this problem can be solved. But it requires, a lot of doing from the authorities like City Power to make sure that they take care of where the key components, infrastructure must be protected. And the security companies, the law enforcement agencies, they need to work together, not forgetting our communities at large. All of us, we need to be whistleblower to make sure that wherever there are some loopholes, we come up with things that are going to protect us to make sure that we don't experience disruption of this nature.
It's Siri Richardson-Jani, the president of the Randburg Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon to discuss the impact that cable theft has on our internet connectivity.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Letsiri.